until you, I mean, you will though, you will though. You'll be sick one day. You'll be sick one day. And when you get your ass in a hospital and can't afford, the nurse can't afford somebody to watch you, say, well, I've been in a hospital and I didn't have nothing but welfare. And you don't know how close you may have come to losing your life either. All they're moving against the welfare. Proposition 13's already cut back all Medi-Cal, Medicaid in California. But listen now, I'm reviewing the news a little bit. I'm going to give the answers to the questions, too. Give me the answer to the questions tonight. Got a reason for that. Now, Gargis Jan and Mayor Rizzo has proposed an entire federal plan for the entire United States to cut back all property taxes. There'll be no way to fund the schools. That means people will have to set up private schools. Who's going to go to school? The rich. The poor will have to go to work in sweatshops. I'll be put in garment factories. I'll put in concentration camps because they don't need any workers. They can't even employ their adults. I mean, this is a real fact of life. And some of you talk about, well, I want to go back to the United States. But the United States isn't what it was when you left it. It's a changed United States. When you left the United States, it had $5.5 billion in California treasury. Today, it's not got a penny one because they had to spend it on all their budget because the damn fools cut back taxes. For who? Who? The poor? No. The only people that really benefited anything from it were people who made over $40,000 a year. Did you ever make over $40,000 a year? Okay, then shut up about America. Okay, shift again, please. Now, so and Norman pointed out to me the featuring of high flying objects. The Soviet Union said they are satisfied that the CIA is cloud seeding Guyana. They're cloud seeding to get too much rain, try to screw their harvest up like they did the Cubans twice, 2 years in a row. He said, and he gave us the most secret of secret information. He said it hadn't been for Dr. Reed. He said the United States demanded of Guyana that they would get no aid until we were kicked out and made to return to the United States. And Dr. Reed said no. So for that reason alone, we shall continue. But they have to go slow in their dealing. They can't praise us a great deal. And yet we do appear in the press because the United States wanted us back to show their wrath on because we were the only people that ever made it out of fascist USA. They wanted us dismantled and destroyed. And he told us absolutely the same thing. And then it was confirmed yesterday by Blackman of the Chronicle and Harewood of Radio Demerara. So the Soviet Union knows what he's talking about. And he said, he told us a clever little way that the U.S. Embassy works, one that acts like he's a very good friend of ours and has reported things when people have done things here that were wrong, but just two sides against the middle. He said, how would you do? He said, how would you feel if you had 1,000 Baptists all sexual molesters? He said, now, anybody knew? He said, he didn't know how much I knew about People's Temple. But he said the obvious reference of the U.S. Embassy official was 1,000 People's Temple, referring to them as sexual molesters, children. He said, how would you do if you had 1,000 Methodists? How would you feel? He said, he didn't say a word about People's Temple. He just said it that way. Clever, intelligence, espionage. He said it to him at a People's National Congress celebration. Just come up to him and just chatting over cocktails. Trying, he said, he didn't know. He said that I knew People's Temple better than he did. But they were not child molesters. That's see how evil the system is? How many heard what I just said? Said, how would you feel? He said, how would you feel, Minister, Ambassador, Consular? How would you feel if you had 1,000 Methodist child molesters? That's all I said. He said, I knew automatically he was trying to plant in my head that People's Temple was 1,000 child molesters. You got a wicked country to deal with. That's a wicked country, honey. He told me a lot more than I'm not telling you, too. You better thank your stars he hit here. Because their intelligence, and they set up intelligence so closely that if anything ever attempts to happen, they will contact us by Morse code at various frequencies all over that band. Night or day, we will be contacted so that we will not ever be cut off or anything done with us. And he said an attack on, move against us is a move against the Soviet Union. That's heavy talk.
From the fishing trip yesterday, he said, you're now entering the first American socialist territory in the world.
That's the way he feels.
That's exactly the way he feels. He feels even stronger. When you put the whole apparatus, that's what I was referring to, he said some kind word, and I didn't want to embarrass him last evening. I said, he gave me something to put me at rest about my people's future. That's what he said, to put me at rest. Because it takes time to build a process of movement. But he said, a move against the into craters. We didn't have a bomb dropped in here for every person. We're going to have to get more motivated to be communists than we are. Okay. The situation is tabled for the moment. But look my way when I'm talking to somebody else. Don't you dare come up near me. Now, I mean, don't dare come near me. I mean it. I want Reverend better listen to me, so I don't want to embarrass seniors. But I will the next time I do. When I'm talking, I've got a group of people. Don't you come near me. Don't you come near me. I've had enough of this war. We don't want people killed. We've had people killed too many times. We don't want to see war. And that's a noble quest. People should do all in their power to try to avoid war, even though we know the likelihood of it, even though he knows, and they've got other situations running through the rain. You ought to be there with some umbrellas provided. I should never, ever get wet because of the conditions that are in my body. Hmm? I've taken so much into my body to heal others. All right. English for 10 days, and then they all know how to speak English. That's what we ought to do here. We get a little rush in. They'll say, we're doing nothing. You can't get a damn thing. If you ask for something in English, you won't get a damn thing done. We ought to require nothing but Russian for 10 days, and you'll see how much Russian you'd be talking. I know some of you folks, you had to ask for your food in Russian, you would be talking. The Soviet Union grants the right of asylum. That means right to live peacefully, to be taken in to their country and protected, to foreigners persecuted for defending the interests of the working people and the cause of peace, or for participation in any revolutionary and national liberation movement, or for progressive social, political, scientific, or other creative activity. What I'd like to know is why in the hell did Angela Davis and Albert Kahn, Dr. Kahn, Arthur Kahn, Communist Party USA, and Charles Gary didn't know anything about that when they told that when I wanted to go to Russia in the beginning. Bunch of damn, I think some of them are agents, what I think. That's what I told him last night, and he didn't deny it.
Okay, the jury said...
I never did about that. I should have done turned you up over there for swallowing, drinking your piss. But I never did. I'm glad you told that.
Okay, look, it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning. Maybe the jury can reach a decision as a result of all this good factual information they've got.
Ask Odell, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Do you know what he's talking about? many witnesses to him saying that he wanted to go back to the States?
What did he say? I mean, he's spoken to me confidentially about, now what he took Father literally when Father was saying that these people that want to go back so bad, he said, well, after all the people get here, you can get your money and go back or swim back or anywhere you go. But he took Father literally literally.
By the time we get ready, all of our people get ready to go back, he can float back.
That's what you told him. And he took it.
I mean that seriously.
Yeah.
I'm not playing. Mm. By the time we get ready to go, by the time we get our people back, it'll be past 9 months, and by that time he can float back. Mm.
And he said it in a way that he was going back to visit for a couple of weeks and come back. Now that's the extent of him going back. He had no anarchy or nothing about he's going to go on his own or anything. That's the way that he meant it. I mean, whether it's...
One man better stay close to the body.
I spoke it that way because I figured he was going to run their mouth. So I spoke it that way.
They all run your mouth, and they're all talking, and they're all nosy. But the fact is, when you got here, you couldn't hardly move.
That's right.
He said, I really want to get away from here, and by Christmas I will be gone.
That may be true. By Christmas, do you want to be gone? By Christmas, do you want to be gone?
I would ask you, could I go home and make a trip to see my people?
By Christmas, you'd like to be gone.
I would like to make a round trip ticket.
By Christmas, I'm asking you one question. You have listened here many times to what I said, and I do not intend now to repeat myself. I have established myself on this proposition unequivocally clear, and I have now moved from an administrative socialist office into the office of Savior. Do you want to be able to go home, what you call home, by Christmas?
No. I wouldn't intend it until I see you people get your fork. Could try to go on. That's you see you get all the folks over.
It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living. Now you find this humorous. I'm now in the office. I have the power to send you home by Christmas, but it's not on Transworld Airlines.
You just take anything and make a big thing out of it.
That's not a big thing. That's blasphemy. It's blasphemy. It's blasphemy. It's blasphemy. They may find good humor in your much badgerings. I do not. It's blasphemy to talk about going back when you have not been given any approval. But there's been no request. Are even any mandate made? Now, if I cease meditating for you, you won't need to go home. Do you understand how many things are wrong with you? Blindness faces you early. Death faces you early by liver. Death faces you early through diabetes. Death faces you early through your kidneys. Do you want to go home?
No.
Well, then be seated and shut your mouth and don't be in my face anymore. To have freedom. And for the sake of those who have ears, we have all opportunities to go many places. Africa, all sorts of places. You understand what I'm saying? The knowledge of the news. And we're going to have that knowledge of the news. In the future, anyone comes, by the way, put up your hands. Wisdom will be used, and wisdom will be justified, but all put up your hands as if you have some knowledge. Do you understand? You will not be called upon to be embarrassed, because it will be directed as to who shall be called. whether I do it by mind or whether I do it by mouth or whether I do it by letter, it shall be directed. You will not be called to be ignorant in front of guests. You understand? And there were too few of you that didn't put up your hands. And many of you knew, answered the questions, didn't bother to put up your hands. And you should put up your hands when you have guests, whether you do know or don't know. You understand? There'll be no danger of them being called on unless they know. Do you hear what I'm saying? If you put up your hand and don't know, there will be no danger of you being called upon unless you know. Resolved in an organization, there has to be structure, because that same organization gives you your salvation. That same organization has sent people like Mom Jackson here, who was given up to die with cancer 4 years ago, sent her clear to another nation and resolved it. And when the doctor said there was no hope, I healed her. And she's walking down here fit as a fiddle. So have to follow the rules of the organization, right? Turn and give your neighbor three miracles. That's what keeps the faith. Sing this song, learn to be able to sing it upon command. We'll put God in it if it were necessary, if we had the right person here. You understand? America, America, socialism, shed thy grace upon thee. And crown whatever good you have with brotherhood. You need it badly, from sea to shining sea. Of our space embers of grain, far purple mountain majesty, it again. Oh, the American people?
No.
The American continent?
No.
No, we don't like to think of it becoming a desert wasteland. Prophetic as I've seen it, as I've seen the cities melt before my eyes. I remember the first time I saw it, the city of Indianapolis, Indiana, in a prophetic vision. It's not the American people or the American country. It's landscape that we're opposed to. It's the system, the false system that does not represent the people. We represent the people. So we can sing it. America. America. You have all kinds of examples. You can go back to the audience. You can talk to Rose Peterson when the doctors in Georgetown gave her up to die with cancer. You can talk to Pop Jackson's wife, Mom Jackson, and find when she was given up with cancer. They're all through this place here today. How many miracles have happened since you've been here? How many miracles? Lift your hands. That's enough. I don't want to remember them all. The explosion that blew this place, it sounded like an atomic bomb. Blew Tommy Bikeman into blindness, into a broken mess of flesh and broken bone and lifeless form. So we don't have to talk about the miracles, but you better think on them. Bless your neighbor and sing, have faith in your God. Faith in your